More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Senate staffer, alleged by conservative outlets to have had sex in a hearing room, is no longer employed. That is the, just laughable headline from NBC News. Last week, you had a staffer, gay staffer, that decided that he would bang a dude and record it in the Senate hearing room. The staffer's been fired. The adults are back in town, right, in charge, is the way that it was put out there by the Democrats, right? The adults are back in charge. NBC News wants you to believe that even though the staffer's been fired by the Democratic senator that employed him, they want you to believe that somehow this is a... I'm still laughing at this because it's just so absurd. That this is somehow a conservative and or Republican conspiracy. So their headline reads this way. Senate staffer alleged by conservative outlets, not just like fired by his own liberal boss, to have conservative outlets who have had sex in a hearing room is no longer employed. Conservative news outlets allege that the aide to Senator Ben Cardin, a Democrat Maryland, who was fired by Ben Cardin, the Democrat from Maryland, appeared in a leaked video showing men having sex in a Senate hearing room. So they want you to somehow believe that a true story is somehow maybe a conspiracy theory of conservatives. These two tool bags in NBC News that wrote this article, Amanda Turkle and Frank Thorpe the Fifth, say this: Senator Ben Cardin's office has parted ways with a staffer who conservative news outlets allege was shown in a leaked video having sex in a Senate hearing room. So this is not just like it was exposed. No, you got to understand this is conservatives that said this happened. We're not really sure it happened. It may have happened, but, you know, well, okay, you got fired for it. So did it happen? Well, based on being fired, I think we can all agree that there's a pretty good chance that this, in fact, actually did happen. So let's just start with that. Aiden is no longer employed by the U.S. Senate. The Maryland Democratic office said in a statement to NBC News, which on Saturday, which was first obtained by Politico, saying, quote, "We have no further comment on this personnel matter." That's their words. All right. So we're not going to talk about this. We're not going to tell you anything about it. We're just telling you he's fired. On Friday, the Daily Caller, a conservative news outlet, published what it said was video showing a congressional staffer having sex with an unknown man in the Senate hearing room. It added that the video was shared in a private group for gay men in politics. Conservative outlets then alleged that this guy, a legislative aide to Cardin, was one of the men in the video. Well, he was fired. So how is this somehow a conservative issue? NBC News has not confirmed the authenticity of the video or the identities of the participants. Hey, at least NBC News is giving you some facts here that, like, hey, we suck at our job. We don't try to confirm anything like this ever. We're not wanting you to know if the video is actually real or not, even though he's been fired for the video. No one's claiming, including the staffer, that the video is not real. And we're not going to try to confirm the identities of the participants. So NBC News is saying, look, we totally suck at our job. We don't do any of our job well anymore. Like, we just suck at it. Now, on Friday night, this dude put up a post on LinkedIn saying, while he had shown, quote, poor judgment in the past, he would never disrespect my workplace. Well, if you're banging a dude in your workplace in the Senate chamber, you probably are disrespecting your workplace, but whatever. Quote, this has been a difficult time for me as I have been attacked for who I love to pursue a political agenda. No one gives a crap, by the way, that who you love. It's the fact that you're having sex in a Senate chamber. While some of my actions in the past have shown poor judgment, I love my job and would never disrespect my workplace. Well, you did. Any attempts to characterize my action otherwise are fabricated, and I will be exploring what legal options are available to me in these matters. Okay, so you're admitting that you had poor judgment in the past while you're hooking up with a dude in the Senate chamber, but somehow you want us to believe that you're the victim because you went to a Senate chamber and you basically filmed a porn video. Cardin's office initially put out a statement Friday that said, quote, we have seen media reports emanating from the right-wing media. As this is a personal matter and under review, we will not be commenting further at this time. Then Representative Max Miller, Republican from Ohio, also identified this staffer to outlets, conservative outlets, of course, because there's got to be a conspiracy theory here, as a staffer who shouted Free Palestine at him in the halls of Congress while he was speaking with an NBC News reporter. Of course, the same dude that says that, you know, he's going to, you know, look at his legal action for after banging a dude in the chamber or being banged, denied the accusation in the LinkedIn post on Friday, saying, quote, as for the accusation regarding Congressman Max Miller, I have never seen the congressman and had no opportunity or cause to yell or confront him. Now, NBC News wants you to know that they suck at their job again by saying this at the end. Quote, NBC News was not able to identify the staffer in the interaction. Well, at least they tell you twice that they suck at their jobs. Like, I'll give NBC News credit two times in that story. They said we suck at our job. Like, we suck at it really bad. Like, we suck hard at our job. We don't try to do any investigations into any stories that we think would be bad for our side. That's number one. Number two, and I think there's another part of this as well. They're letting it be known very, 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 very clearly that any story that makes Democrats look bad, we're going to somehow try to undermine the truth or the reality of that story by implying that it's a conspiracy theory by conservatives so that you won't actually talk about the story, report on the story, have anything to do with the story. That's the other depressing part of this conversation. And I say depressing and I mean it, because now the NBC News is saying journalism is dead. Like, they're declaring that journalism is straight up dead. We don't do journalism anymore. We do propaganda. And the propaganda that we do is very clearly propaganda that makes the Republican side look bad and makes the Democratic side look good. Even in a story like this, we're going to somehow tell you that this is the fault of conservative media and their entire reporting here. They're like, all right, let's not just tell the facts here, the truth of what happened. Let's say that this is somehow a evil conspiracy theory of conservatives. And that's exactly what they did. This is the conspiracy theory of conservatives. They're the ones that you should be upset with. They're the ones that are transphobic or gay phobic, right? Like, how dare them report on two dudes banging it out, allegedly, right? In this room. Like, that's just, I cannot believe that you guys would allow this story, you know, to get legs. Like, who cares if two men are shooting a porn video in the Senate chambers? Now, the best part about this is where they were shooting this porn video in the Senate chambers, they were actually banging on the desks of liberals on the left of on the Democratic side of the chamber room, not Republican side, which is even funnier to me. Like, that part, excuse me, that part really, really made me laugh. It's the Republican side that's the issue. For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They stand behind their values and they stand behind exceptional service. They're an example of putting the cause ahead of profit, and that is why I am proud to partner with them. Starting today, Patriot Mobile is extending their Black Friday deal with the Every Friday Matters deal, and you can get a free smartphone when you switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the radical left. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, our veterans and first responders. And more than just that, they are actually a 100% U.S.-based company with customer service teams that make switching easy. So you can keep your same number you have right now. You can keep your existing phone, or for a limited time, get a free smartphone from Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Friday76. That's Friday76. Again, get a free smartphone with promo code Friday76. This is a limited time offer. Join me. Make the switch today at patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of what, is that my baggage? It look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Democratic Party is dead. They are masquerading as Democrats, and they are really socialists, communists, and Marxists. And I say all three because some of them affiliate within the Democratic Party in different ways, right? Like they're this big cesspool of disaster and taking away your rights. The Democratic Party is dead. But what's worse than the Democratic Party is the media that goes out there and puts out their propaganda, no different than what you see in North Korea, no different than what you read in places like Venezuela or Cuba or Russia. This is a real headline from NBC News. Somebody sent this to me, and I actually didn't believe it. I clicked on the link because I couldn't believe it. A buddy of mine sent it to me. He's like, can you believe this blank? And I was like, I clicked on it and was like, no way. This is the headline from NBC News. Senate staffer alleged by conservative outlets to have had sex in a hearing room is no longer employed. That is the NBC News headline. Are you kidding me? Let's just break down the headline here from these scumbags at NBC News. First of all, it's not alleged. There's pictures and a video of the sex tape of them having gay sex in the Senate room. That's number one. So it's not alleged, okay, by conservative outlets. It's also not alleged by conservative outlets. You guys are reporting on it, and so is everybody else. Number two, the staffer's been fired. So it's not alleged sex. It's like they've admitted it was sex in this hearing room. And the idea that he's no longer employed because conservative outlets have alleged it is also a lie. Conservative news outlets allege that the aide to Senator Ben Cardin, a Democrat, Maryland, appeared in a leaked video showing men having sex in a Senate hearing room. Again, this was not some conservative conspiracy theory. Like, we weren't filming gay sex in a Senate hearing room. It was Democrats, funny enough, on the Democratic side of the Senate hearing room who were banging in the Senate hearing room. There's no conservative that came up with this idea. I don't know who Amanda Turkle is, but she sucks at her job, and Frank Thorpe V sucks at his job. These are the NBC News reporters. It took two of them to write a story that's a lie about something that actually happened that is real. Quote, Senator Ben Cardin's office has parted ways with a staffer. Well, he was fired. They didn't part ways, so call a fire a fire. He was fired from what we've been told. With a staffer who conservative news outlets, so they're trying to act like this is some conspiracy theory, who conservative news outlets allege was shown in a leaked video having sex in a Senate hearing room. I'm pretty sure the staffer's already admitted on social media that it was him. And then said anybody that attacks him is like gay phobia or gay lesbian transgender LGBTQ phobia. Like that you're gay shaming him or something. Dude, you're the one that let the tape get out there. This dude, whatever the hell his name is no longer employed by the U.S. Senate. The Maryland Democrats' office said in a statement to NBC News on Saturday, which was first obtained by Politico. Let's stop there. Politico is not hardcore conservative news. The idea that Politico is hardcore conservative news is also a lie. So they're lying to you for the first 2.5 paragraphs at NBC News. Quote, we will have no further comment on this personnel matter. Okay, so they fired a dude that had sex in a committee room. On Friday, the Daily Caller, conservative news outlet, published what it said to what it said was video showing a congressional staffer having sex with an unknown man in the Senate hearing room. It added that the video was shared in a private group for gay men in politics. Conservative outlets then alleged that the legislative aide to Cardin was one of the men in the video. Well, if it wasn't him, then I'm pretty sure the Democratic senator, Ben Cardin, would have not fired the person if it wasn't actually that person in the video that apparently you can clearly see in the video is the guy that works for Senator Ben Cardin. But again, this is NBC News now, right? So let's all play this up to be conservative conspiracy theory when two dudes are banging in a Senate room on the Democratic side working for a Democratic senator. NBC News has not confirmed the authenticity of the video or the identities of the participants. Okay, so at least NBC News is willing to admit, hey, we suck at our job. Like, that's maybe the most truthful thing. Do not laugh at that, Mr. Producer. You know that's an accurate statement. This is the one time that NBC News didn't lie to you when they said NBC News has not confirmed the authenticity of the video or the identity of the participants. Good. You're admitting, hey, we suck at our job. We don't investigate anything we don't like. We're not trying to confirm that this actually happened, and we're not going to confirm the identities of the participants. So we're just going to tell you this is somehow the conservatives' fault that two gay staffers were banging in a Senate room on the desk where the public usually goes, and that somehow the conservatives' fault that this happened. On Friday night, the man in question put up a post on LinkedIn saying, while he had shown, quote, poor judgment in the past, he would never disrespect my workplace. Well, you did. You were bent over a desk, literally. I don't know how that's not disrespecting literally your workplace. Quote, this has been a difficult time for me, as I have been attacked for who I love to pursue a political agenda. Who you love? Like, I don't care who you love. I'm not attacking you because of who you love. I'm attacking you because you put out a video of you having sex in a Senate chamber, in a Senate hearing room. This has been a difficult time for me. I would hope so, by the way. Quote, while some of my actions in the past have shown poor judgment, I love my job and would never disrespect my workplace. Well, you did. And that's obviously you're a liar. Any attempts to characterize my actions otherwise are fabricated, and I will be exploring what legal options are available to me in these matters. Okay, well, if it's not you, then you should have said it's not you, and your employer shouldn't have fired you if it wasn't you. The dude did not return requests for additional comments. Cardin's office initially put out a statement Friday that said, we have seen media reports from right-wing media. As this is a personnel matter and under review, we will not be commenting further at this time. Representative Max Miller, Republican Ohio, also identified the man to conservative outlets as a staffer who shouted Free Palestine at him in the halls of Congress while he was speaking with an NBC News reporter. This dude denied the accusations in his LinkedIn post on Friday. Quote, as for the accusations regarding Congressman Max Miller, I have never seen the congressman, had no opportunity or cause to yell or confront him, he wrote. NBC News was not able to identify the staffer in the interaction. So, again, at least NBC News told you the news, the story, at least two things truthfully in this story. Amanda Turkel is admitting, and Frank Thorpe is admitting, that they suck at their job twice in this article. Like, we don't actually do any reporting here. We just write up, like, stories that somehow make people think that somehow this may not have happened, and this is a Republican and or conservative conspiracy. Now, let's just, if you Google right now, sex and Senate hearing, let me tell you some of the other headlines, all right? Politico, playbook, Senate staffer out after sex tape scandal. Senate aide, CNN, out of job after purported sex tape apparently filmed in Senate hearing room. The Guardian, Senate staffer loses job after allegedly having sex in hearing room. Then you get to NBC News. Senate staffer alleged by conservative outlets to have had sex in hearing room is no longer employed. So it's somehow the Republicans' fault that two guys that are liberal working for a Democrat were banging. Got it. The Senate sex tape, everything we know, Business Insider, New York Post. Senate staffer allegedly filmed public sex in Congress ousted from Ben Cardin's office. At least the New York Post, God bless them, they get it right. NBC 4, Washington, D.C. Senate staffer alleged by conservative outlets to have had sex in a hearing room is no longer employed. So NBC, like across the board, local and national, sticking with the same headline that somehow this may not have happened and may not have even been a thing because it's Republicans that are the ones that somehow are the bad guys here. Washington Examiner, leaked explicit video appears to show two men having sex in the Senate hearing room. Like, if you've seen the stills, which I've seen of this, like, there's really no arguing over this. Like, it's just not, right? It's like, there's really no arguing over it. And that's the reason why the dude was fired. Like, they're like, this is obviously you having sex in this hearing room, and that's frowned upon. So we're probably gonna say no to that, right? Like, and you're now fired. But what we will do is we'll defend you and tell everybody that it's not really your fault you were having sex in the Senate hearing room. No, it's what we'll do is we'll say it's the Republicans' fault because they're the ones that commented on it. And somehow that means that they're evil. This is what we are up against every single day. And I tell you, this is another perfect example of do not believe everything that you read, because this, and again, you now know the facts, and then you read the headline, and then you read the story, and you realize just how egregious it is. We live in a world right now where up is down and down is up and left is right and right is left. I'll give you another example of the insane world that we live in. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu celebrated breaking down barriers with a no whites holiday party. This is not a joke. The Boston mayor, Michelle Wu, proudly posted a photo from her no whites allowed elected of color holiday party amid backlash over the exclusionary event, which is clearly racist. Wu, the city's first Asian-American mayor, posted an image to her Instagram account on Friday showing a group of smiling colleagues at the dinner party where no white people were allowed or invited. What's even funnier is, if you dig into this at all, you would find out that Wu married a white dude. The white dude's not seen the picture. Now, I want to know if he got out of the picture for the picture, and then the white dude, because he was married to her, was able to get in the at least get the free dinner. I don't know. But no whites were allowed. Wu's husband was either hiding under the table or in the closet and were not pictured in the no whites allowed dinner. That's not racist at all. There's nothing that says inclusion like excluding people from a dinner, right? Can I get an amen to that? That's who we're electing in this country right now. I'm telling you, if you want to know why Donald Trump's so popular, it is because Donald Trump has had enough, just like I've had enough. I'm no longer afraid to offend people. I don't care if speaking truth offends you. Okay? I sincerely don't care. And the fact that we're living in a world now where we have mayors of major cities like Boston saying, I'm having a Christmas party and white people can't come, Lord help us. Where we've got universities now where presidents can't be fired because they're women and African-American and protected, and they can be anti-Semites and defend genocide of Jews at a Senate hearing. God, like, we're going to hell in a handbasket, folks. And these are the people that you're teaching your kids. And they're the ones that are indoctrinating these reporters to write these absurd headlines that somehow Republicans are responsible for two gay guys banging in a Senate chamber. And somehow it's the Republicans' fault. You got a porn webcam Democrat Virginia Senate candidate, Susanna Gibson, who was taking tips while her and her husband would act out things online to their audience. You had a baggie of cocaine found in the White House. You had a trans influencer, a dude with fake boobs, flashing and going topless at a White House picnic with children there. And then you had the Navy enlist a drag queen influencer to recruit more sailors. This after a Democratic mayor was arrested on child porn-related charges back in March. The former Democratic mayor of College Park, Maryland, he was a real fancy guy. Wasn't he good friends with Mayor Pete? Isn't that right? Was it Pete or somebody in the administration he was tight with? Yeah, I think it was Mayor Pete. He was arrested on dozens of charges of possessing and distributing child porn. Yeah, the adults are back in charge. The mayor, former mayor, reportedly a tight friend with the transportation secretary, Mayor Pete, had been photographed with Representative Nancy Pelosi and other high-profile Democrats. He resigned prior to his arrest. He was sentenced to 30 years in jail last month. Yeah, the adults are back in charge. Oh, I forgot about this guy. This is you know, the adults back in charge. Remember the non-binary Biden senior official and the BDSM practitioner caught stealing luggage at airports? Yeah, there was that guy. In December, the top Biden Department of Energy official last December, and dog play fetish Sam Britton was caught stealing luggage at the Las Vegas airport. In April, the now former Biden official agreed to a plea deal to pay the victim nearly $3,670 and receive a suspended jail sentence of 180 days probation. Yeah, there you go. That's just normal, right? No big deal here. You also had an Army colonel exposed in a pup play in December. It was exposed an Army colonel had taken photos of himself in uniform in a dog mask, including in what appeared to be an official Army photo. Then there was an account that exposed the colonel, who had since retired. The retired colonel had numerous photos of himself in a dog mask and uniform posing with junior service members. The Army said it was investigating the photos, but the outcome of that investigation is, quote unquote, still unknown. Not a joke there. Yeah. The Democrats are back in charge. My favorite one, though, is Fang Fang Bang Bang, right? You remember that one? There's nothing better than Eric Swalwell. If Eric Swalwell needed a perfect partner in life, it'd be the sky is falling Chicken Little guy. Remember the guy that the biggest accomplishment was eating a greasy bucket of chicken in the Congress? What is that congressman's name? He's done nothing in his whole life except eat chicken from KFC in a bucket, calling someone a chicken. Remember that? What was his name? Something Cohen. Steve Cohen. Yeah, that guy. So it was revealed that, you know, this Chinese Communist Party spy that was, you know, banging representative, bang-banging Eric Swalwell, was named Fang Fang. She was bang-banging him. She was able to place interns in his office because she was banging him, not in the Senate chamber from what we understand, so that's good news. Swalwell has never addressed the allegations that his relationship with the alleged Chinese spy was quote-unquote sexual, because why would the media ever hold anybody account for any of that at all? There's your Democrats back in charge. That's just your highlight reel for you.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This happened earlier. Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill allowing any Texas law enforcement officer to arrest someone suspected of entering the U.S. illegally. Number one, we're going to need some bigger prisons in Texas. But number two, it's about damn time that there was a way to actually fight back. And it some people would say it took too long for people to figure it out. We're the first in the nation to do this. Texas is the first in the nation to do it. First in the nation to do it. Where any law enforcement agent, personnel, can arrest somebody who is in the country, in the state of Texas illegally. If there's any perk of Joe Biden being president and the abuse of power and the refusal to do your jobs like Mayorkas with border security, national security. And look, you see the National Guard, a Democrat in Arizona governor has activated the National Guard to help her with the overrun of illegal immigrants. If there's any one perk, I think evil, good always comes from evil. I believe that in a core, my core values. I really do. I believe that. And if there's any good that has come out of this disaster, which is the Biden socialist agenda, it is this one thing. States are now learning what states' rights mean that they had forgotten for decades and even maybe a century. States are starting to realize that they have power over their state, and they're starting to realize that they're going to have to start doing things instead of just always punting to the federal government and allowing the federal government in many ways just to run their state and their policies. And I think that's a blessing in disguise here that has happened, is that there are a lot of states, whether it's Arizona, whether it's Texas, whether it's New Mexico, I mean, hell, even places like Washington, D.C. and New York City and Chicago are starting to realize that you can't just take the policies of the Democratic, socialist national government and just say, you do your thing, because they'll bankrupt you in the process. Now, all these Democrats are now begging for more financial aid because they've blown through their aid from the federal government already this year, taking care of illegal immigrants. All these liberals are crying because the financial strain it's putting on their state. And I'm like, good. This is what happens when lawlessness has to be paid for by somebody. And now you're understanding for the first time what many of these border states are going through. So good. I'm glad you're feeling the pain. Welcome to Kumbayaism when it's enacted and the disaster that it becomes.
Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. Please share it everywhere that you can so other people hear this, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.